Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We are back. And I thank God for being back. I missed everybody. Yes, I did. I missed getting up, coming in here in the morning. And I'm just thankful unto Almighty God. He brought me through last week safe and sound. I didn't make it to the prison on Sunday. I didn't go nowhere like the flea market on Saturday. I did go to an estate sale Saturday and Sunday. God blessed me to do that. And that was so much fun. But I thank him that he watches over us no matter where we are. no matter what we're doing, he's yet God, and he's yet on our side. And his word says, if he be for us, he is more than the whole world against us. Yeah, yeah. So I'm grateful unto him. I appreciate him. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. He's a faithful God. He's always faithful, always on time. He will never leave us, nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. Oh, I just love that right there. Because no matter where I go, no matter what I'm doing, he's right here. If I'm cooking, he's right here. If I'm cleaning, he's right here. If I'm shopping, he's right here. If I'm working, he's right here. If I'm sleeping, he's right here. He's not going anywhere. But we got to remember, he's right here. Yeah. I've heard bad news. I'm talking about some really bad news. But I had to remember, he's right here. He heard the news before you. He knew about it before you knew about it. That's what you want him to do. What is it you want him to do about the bad news you just heard? I tell him, Lord, fix this for me. Strengthen me. Strengthen me that I can endure through this. I can stand strong in this through you. Because the scripture says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So strengthen me, God, and in my strength, you strengthening me, let me show your strength. Not mine, but yours. Let me show how strong you are in me. Hallelujah. And he does it every time. Every time. Because the enemy come but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's waiting for something to destroy you. He's waiting for something to kill you. He's waiting to take all that can be taken from you. But if we'll remember the word of God, if we'll stand on his word and after standing, stand some more. Because we're standing on a sure foundation. His word don't bend. His word don't break. His word don't fall apart. It stays together. Hallelujah. And whatever God sent it out to do, his word, that's exactly what it's going to do. It won't return void. But we have to remember these things. We must remember these things. All kind of things have come my way. I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still here. I made it through. And so have you. I've been through the fire and I've been through the flood, but I'm still here. June the 13th, being kept by his love. Oh, yes, he will keep you and will keep you in perfect peace if you can remember him. Yeah, if you can remember God, he will keep you in perfect peace. He says, whose mind is stayed on thee. Yeah. This is what he will do for you. Faithful, faithful, faithful. He was that way yesterday. He's that way today. He will be that way forevermore. He don't change. He won't stop loving us. He won't kill us because he's angry with us. He already knows some things because his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He already knows. He knew before he decided to send Jesus to the cross. He already knew before they went into the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest Jesus, God already knew. That's why he had to send his son. Hallelujah. Anybody feel like churching this morning? Anybody feel like lifting up the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Because he's been good to us. He's been good to you. Yeah, I love making it personal. I certainly do. Yeah, I love saying, Lord, I love you. Not we love you, but God, I love you. I thank you. I like making it personal. Yeah, because he does personal things for me. And he never let me go. He never let me go. And I'm so grateful. so grateful unto him. Ooh-wee. So look, today we're going to go back into the book of 1 Samuel. And I believe it's 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. And you've often heard me talk about people think the soap operas were something. And back in my day as a child, my mom and many other homemakers, they called them back then, they was called housewives. They took care of the family. They took care of the house, you know, the cleaning, the cooking, and the laundry, and the dusting, and the vacuuming, and the sweeping, and mopping. And the list was endless. And then some of them did things from their home, had side hustles, they call it today, but they had a little side business to make more money. So what they did is they stayed home and watched the stories. That's what they called them. Later on, they come out and told me they were soap operas. But they called them back in the day, my stories. Oh, girl, I got to get on home and watch my story. I can remember my mom coming from the farmer's market. She went to buy cabbage or greens to cook or beans or whatever. And her and some neighbor got to talking. And then in a few minutes, she said, oh, I got to get to the house. My story is about to come on. And I would go right with her to the story, you know, to watch the stories with her, you know, in the summer when school was out. So look, she talked about it, you know, with people in the community, ladies, other ladies who watched it. Oh, did you see what Rachel did? Oh, my goodness. I just knew Matt was going to leave her. And I'm looking like, oh, these people real on TV. I thought wrestling on TV was real and all of this. But they was faithful and, you know, those stories every day watching them. And when I look at that and I look at the Bible many times, the things that people in the Bible have done, David was one of them. Even Eli and the prophet Samuel. Solomon, Esther, Mordecai. Yeah, many people now look at it. Uh-huh. Because it's just like the people of today. And a minute ago, oh my goodness, no, they didn't do that in the Bible. Oh yeah, they was human. That's why God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten son, because even those in the Bible had come from a sinful nature and God had to fix it all. Yeah, God had to fix it. He found a way to redeem us, man, meaning generic term, men and women, back to him. Hallelujah. And so it's all right this morning in Jesus' name. So we're going in today in the book 13, in the chapter 13. And we're going to read about Amnon and Tamar. Yeah, Tamar, I'm sorry. Amnon and Tamar. We're going to learn a few things about them today. And this is all I'm going to say. A brother and a sister usually love each other. Even some what they call stepbrothers and stepsisters. Because they say if we have the same mom but not the same dad, then we're step. But if we have the same mom and the same dad, then we're brothers and sisters. But in my book, if the mom is your mom and my mom, we brothers and sisters. I can care less about step. I'm not stepping up on nothing. But you being my brother or my sister, and I'm treating you right. But we're going to get to see some things with Amnon and Tamar. We're going to get to see some things. And we got to remember now, God told David what was going to come down in his house. Because what he did to Uriah and Bathsheba, he broke that marriage up, killed that woman's husband, and took that man's wife. Yeah. And so you read what you sow. So for the rest of David's family life, they will go through things. They're going to have to pay for things. And some things we may do, and it come back on our children because we did it. Yeah. The sins of the parents can fall back to the children. That's why we want to be careful what we do out here. If we love our family, if we love our children, we want to be careful how we treat people and the things that we do. Because it is possible that it will visit us again and visit us in the worst way. Visit us at a time when we're not prepared for it to come. I always told Shante, listen, be careful how you treat people. You never know who you're going to need. You never know who you will need. You never know who will have to give you a cup of water, a glass of water in the end. You never know who may have to give you a piece of bread. So you want to be careful, careful, careful. Yeah. Careful, careful, careful. Hallelujah. So look, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with morning prayer. And after morning prayer, then we will come back with our scriptures for the day. And we will talk about 2 Samuel chapter 13. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on.
Come on. Hey, you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Jehovah, you.
I believe, hallelujah, I believe God this morning, every word that he has said, I am going to believe it. And I am going to walk according to it. I am going to trust God. I'm going to increase my faith in what his word says concerning me. Yeah. His word says I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. He said that all things would work together for the good of them that love them, that called according to his purpose. Yeah, we doing what God require us to do. We're praying. We have love. Oh, yeah. We don't want no part of evil. God will come in and fix whatever is going on. And if he does not fix it right away, we yet trust it. Because this too shall pass, whatever it may be today. We pray for our minds. We pray for our hearts. Yeah. Ask God, oh, help me, Lord, keep me today. Let this mind be in me that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. He just wanted to please the Father. He wanted to obey what the Father taught him. And if we're going to obey, we got to know what his word says. Hallelujah, which causes us to study his word. And we already are right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we thank God. Intercessors, we're going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to touch and agree with me this morning for Brother Frank. He says he's under the weather. He texts me. And so we're going to pray for him. I sent his box, but it come back because the zip code I put on it, they say it's like he had no zip code, so they couldn't deliver the box. So today I'll put fresh sweet potatoes in his box with his beans and ship it back to him in Nevada. Yeah, Las Vegas, Nevada is where he lives. So I will refresh that box today and send it back to him. He's graduating, and it's a graduating gift from us, Jesus in the Morning, to him. Hallelujah. So we're thankful unto God. Last Friday was Brother George West Perry's birthday, and I was supposed to ship him homemade brownies. I didn't get to it. And so, well, I made them, but I couldn't ship the ones I made. And so what happened is I sent him brownies and cookies from David's. And the two young men from Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, come over to do my backyard. They come to clean the flower beds and trim the hedges for free. So I gave the brownies to them. And I sent Brother George West Perry some cookies and brownies that I believe he would love. He took a look. He said, oh, this is great. So I sent those to him. What happened is I move as the Spirit of God moves. I can't just do things in myself because this look good, this feel good, it sounds good. But I got to do it according to the will of Almighty God. And if he speak or he, you know, show me do this, then I got to move. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning. We're going to pray the prayer of faith and include Brother Frank this morning. And afterwards, then we'll go to our scripture of the day and get started with the 2 Samuel chapter 13 is where we started. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thankful this morning. We thank you for another week journey. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us up until this present time. We realize this morning that without you, we wouldn't have our life, health, or strength. And so we thank you today for these things. We thank you for being there for us over and over again, never leaving us nor forsaking us. And Lord, we believe you to go all the way to the end with us. And we are grateful unto you. This morning, we appreciate you. We love you. But Father, it was you who first loved us. And this morning, I come asking, Lord, touching and agree with every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast, that Father, you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings. Lord, though our sins be as scarlet this morning, We ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us today from all unrighteousness. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, your Holy Spirit. Renew it in us. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us a mind and a heart of obedience unto you and your word. Help us to walk according to your spirit, not according to our flesh today. Help us to do what pleases you. Help us to do the things that you can accept. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And Father, I bring every caller and every listener, again, those coming through the podcast and the archives. And I ask this morning, Father, that you would bless your people like never before. Bless them beyond their wildest imagination. Bless their going out and coming in. Bless their homes, their families, their friends, God, near and far. Ask today that, Father, you would remember your people's heart's desires. Ask that you would stir up the gifts in us. That, Lord, we would do what is required of us to do by you in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit. Feed us your word. Give us understanding and wisdom of your word. And again, Father, feed us until we want no more. In the name of Jesus. It's important in this hour that we forget about ourselves and concentrate on you. And not only worship you, but obey you. In the name of Jesus. But Father, so much is going on in the earth. Oh, so much is happening. The enemy is after children like I've never seen before. So God, we ask that you would send your protecting angels. Loose them, oh God, everywhere in the earth to protect children in the name of Jesus. To keep them safe, God. To keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. Heal those that are sick here this morning. Those that are not feeling well, oh God. Those that have gotten some bad diagnosis and believe in what the doctor said. God, we ask that you would heal them today. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And we're pressing in this morning to touch the hem of your garment that we'll be made whole. It's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for us today, oh God. We are your people. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power. Oh, we receive your healing this morning. Hallelujah. We receive your healing mentally, physically, and most of all, spiritually this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Thank you for healing power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we come asking this morning that you would remember those that are incarcerated. Lord, remember the brethren and the sisters there that's walking upright before you. Realize they made big mistakes and they've given their lives to you and they want to share your goodness with others. They want to talk of your wondrous works and make known your deeds among the people. Touch and heal them today. Father, open doors and make ways for them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. Father, we give you honor and praise. And Father, this morning, we ask that you would bless those that are in every branch of our military. Bless our brothers and sisters everywhere overseas. Lord, those that have to hide to share you and to talk about you and to study your word. Lord, we ask that you would loose your angels to protect them, to shield them, to keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, and that your word would go out more through them in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying for others in the name of Jesus. Bless your preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Or do it today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless these United States of America. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, God, for all our sins and wrongdoings. And Lord, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us as your people, the American people that you put together. You did it, God. We didn't do it on our own. You put it together. Father, the leadership of this country, America, touch their hearts and minds. fix their hearts and regulate their minds today in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you're able, and whatever it takes to bring us all to our knees in repentance, Lord, we ask that you would do it. We'd rather go back with you than to stay here and receive what the enemy is offering. Have mercy upon us all this morning in the name of Jesus. And anyone we've done anything evil against, forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing us this morning. We thank you. And Lord, we bring Brother Frank before you. And we ask this morning that you would touch and heal his body, touch and heal his sister. God, whatever is needed, we ask that you would move for him in a mighty way in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We can't say thank you enough. Bless Sister Dorothy Goodman. Bless her with the work that she does, oh God, over in the prayer club. Move by your spirit for this woman. Bless Irene this morning and the heart's desire to bless the websites, oh God. Move for your people this morning in a mighty way. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like him. We can search all over. Won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. He's got all the power. There's no higher power. And if we'll lean and depend on him, if we'll trust him, stand still, and know that he is God, we will be all right. But many times we forget when the enemy come in like a flood, we forget that God will raise a standard. Many times we're leaning to our own understanding. We're not acknowledging him in all our ways. But if we'll acknowledge him in all our ways, he'll direct our path. If we just don't be wise in our own eyes, we must fear God and depart from evil. It's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. I just like to remind us of different things that will keep us safe, that will keep us healthy. I don't care how much wrong food you eat. If you follow these things, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I got a bum back and a bum knee. Went in the store, walked around, got what I wanted, and came on out. Yeah. I can walk places. I can walk a long time, but I can walk. He didn't take that from me. Knee pain. I said, Lord, heal the knee. Sometimes I just simply say, God, stop the pain. And he does all that. My prayers, Lord, help me to get all of the weight that I need to get off me. So Nikki come and she said, you want to start counting points again with Weight Watchers? Because when I counted points now, I lost weight. So I said, yes, yes. She said, well, I put our menus together. So she sent me the first breakfast last night, and I'm going to do that today. Little toast, little egg, and she said bacon, but I don't have bacon, so I have a little sausage patty, and I'll use that for breakfast. Drink lots of water. It's hot. I'm drinking lots of water, and so, and water flush impurities out your body. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord for all he has done for me, what he's doing right now, because he's doing great things for me right now, and what he's going to do later on. Yeah, he's got a future plan for me. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful unto him. Yeah. So look, let's go over to 2 Samuel. And we're looking at chapter 13. And, well, I need to go back just a little bit and share this over in 2 Samuel chapter 12. The Lord sent Nathan to David. And he came to him and he said to him, there were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. And so what Nathan told David is that the rich man took from the poor man. And all the poor man had was, let's say, one little lamb. And the rich man's friend come by, and he killed the poor man's little lamb, dressed it, and fed it to his visitor. And so when David heard this, David said, well, who was the man? Who was it? He deserved death. Bring him to me. And so God told Nathan, let him know it was him. Yeah, it was you. And in verse 5 of chapter 12, it says, and David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, the rich man who did the poor man wrong. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. This is what David's saying now. Verse 6 said, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Or listen to this. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. David, it was you. You the man that took the little lamb, one little lamb from the poor man. And thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Now this is what Nathan said. God said for him to tell David, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. 11 says, thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son, for thou didst it secretly. But I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away that sin. Thou shalt not die. Listen, he told him what was going to happen. You killed Uriah the Hittite and took his wife for your wife. So now, evil is never going to depart from your house. You did things in secret, but I'm going to put it out in the daylight so everybody can see it. Yeah, remember that. Remember that. So now we're moving on to 13. And let me go and get the parallel view so that I can get it in the plain English version. The basic English Bible. So that, you know, those who like that can understand better. So look in 2 Samuel chapter 13. And we're starting at verse 1. Wait a minute. I got to go to the next chapter. Okay, here we go. It says this. Now, after this, it came about that Absalom, David's son, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And David's son, Amnon, was in love with her. Now, listen. After this now, remember he told him evil was going to be in your house and it was going to come from within now, from your own relatives and things. After this, it came about that Absalom, David's son, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And David's son, Amnon, was in love with her. That's his sister. Mm-hmm. That's Amnon's sister, Tamar. So the second verse says, and he was so deeply in love that he became ill because of his sister, Tamar. But she was a virgin. And so it seemed hard for Amnon to do anything to her. I'm going to read that one more time because I want you to pay attention to this part too. And he was so deeply in love that he became ill because of his sister Tamar. But she was a virgin. And so it seemed hard to Amnon to do anything to her. Oh, he loving her. and he don't want nothing to happen to her. He wouldn't do nothing to hurt her. And that's the way it should be between brothers and sisters. They should protect one another. They should be there for one another. My oldest brother, he left home at an early age. He went to school up north. He went to school in Wildwood, New Jersey. Yeah, a ritzy area up there. My youngest brother, my oldest sister, and I, we were here and in Florida. The youngest brother and I, we attend school together because my oldest sister was older than us. And she was no longer in school. He and I was in elementary school together, junior high together. And so guess what? To bother my brother, you was bothering me. To fool with my brother, you was fooling with me. Don't fool with my brother now. Boy or girl, we just have to fight about it. Yeah, because you put your hand on my brother. So brothers and sisters protect each other. And usually brothers protect sisters. But my brother was younger than me, and I felt I had the right to protect my younger brother. Yeah. So look, in verse 3 it says, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. So now these first cousins, Jonadab and Absalom and Tamar and Amnon, these cousins to Jonadab. Yeah. So look, but Amnon had a friend, they called him, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. Now, I guess they were good friends, but to me, they was cousins. And Jonadab was a very wise man, was he? And he said to him, O son of the king, why are you getting thinner day by day? Will you not say what your trouble is? And Amnon said to him, I'm in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Now, you can make it sound any way you want it to sound. That's Absalom's sister. But we're both from the loins of David. So that's my sister too. Verse 5 says, then Jonadab said to him, go to your bed and let it seem that you are ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, let my sister Tamar come and give me bread and get the food ready before my eyes so that I may see it and take it from her hand. Y'all know that devil's something serious. Verse 6 says, so Amnon went to bed and made himself seem ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, please let my sister Tamar come and make me one or two cakes before my eyes so that I may take food from her hand. I did what the devil told him to do. And I'm in the know the devil is not going to bless you. He's going to curse you. Please believe me. Verse 7 says, then David sent to the house for Tamar and said, go now to your brother Amnon's house and get a meal for him. So now go over there and cook him some food. Verse 8 says, so Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house and he was in bed. And she took paste and made cakes before his eyes, cooking them over the fire. Verse 9 says, and she took the cooking pot and put the cakes before him, but he would not take them. And Amnon said, let everyone go away from me. So they all went out. Verse 10 says, then Amnon said to Tamar, take the food and come into my bedroom so that I may take it from your hand. So Tamar took the cakes she had made and went with them into her brother Amnon's bedroom. This my brother. I could go in his bedroom with the food I cooked for him and he want me to feed him. This my brother. I can do this. 11 says, and when she took them to give them to him, he put his arms around her and said, come to bed, my sister. And answering him, she said, oh, my brother, do not put shame on me. It is not right for such a thing to be done in Israel. Do not this evil thing. But if we go back and we remember, the Lord told David in his house, it would be evil there. Yeah, all the days of his life, it was going to be evil there. They were going to be against one, all kind of stuff. So 13 says, what will become of me in my shame? And as for you, you will be looked down on with disgust by all Israel. Now then, go and make your request to the king, for he will not keep me from you. The scripture said he was so in love with her. He was feeling sick. He couldn't eat. But all he had to do is go and ask David for this girl, his own sister. 14 says, but he would not give attention to what she said. He didn't pay nothing she said, no attention. But being stronger than she, he took her by force and had connection with her. So he raped this girl. Oh, yeah. 15 says, then Amnon was full of hate for her, hating her with a hate greater than his earlier love for her. And he said to her, get up and be gone. Did you hear that? After he rapes her, now he's full of hate for her. Hate her more than he loved her. Remember earlier, he loved her so much, he was just sick. He was losing weight. But now he done did wrong against her. He did the wrong. Now he hate her. Hate her more than he could have ever loved her. 16 says, and she said to him, not so, my brother, for this great wrong that sending me away is worse than what you did to me before. But he gave no attention to her. Messed her up and get on out of here. And we've seen this many times. We read stories about it. Men just take the advantage of women and they think it's all right. They even had to come up and force it to say, no means no. Anybody ever heard of that? No means no. If she says no, get your hand off her. If she says no, go away. Don't bother her. Yeah. 17 says, then he gave a cry to the servants who was waiting on him and said, put this woman out. And let the door be locked after her. Do you hear this? 18 says, now she had on a long robe, such as in past time the king's virgin daughters were dressed in. Then the servant put her out, locking the door after her. 19 says, and Tamar in her grief put dust on her head. And she put her hand on her head and went away crying loudly. 20 says, and her brother Absalom said to her, has your brother Amnon been with you? But now, let there be an end to your crying, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart. So Tamar went on living uncomforted in her brother's house. She went on over to Absalom's disdain. But I want y'all to watch. Just keep watching. Just keep watching. Oh, it's going to be all right. 21 says, but King David had news of all these things. He was very angry. But he did not make trouble for Amnon, his son. But he was dear to David, being his oldest son. He did nothing to him. Knew what he did to Tamar. 22 says, but Absalom said nothing to his brother Amnon, good or bad, for he was full of hate for him because he had taken his sister Tamar by force. Yeah, when he could have went to the king and asked for her. 23 says, now after 2 full years, Absalom had men cutting the wool of his sheep in Baal-Hazor, which is near Ephraim. And he sent for all the king's sons to come to his feast. Absalom. He wasn't no joke, I tell you. 24 says, and Absalom came to the king and said, see now, your servant is cutting the wool of his sheep. when the king and his servants be pleased to come? He went to King David himself. He didn't send no servants, and he went. So 25 says, and the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all go, or the number will be over great for you." And he made his request again, but he would not go. But he gave him his blessing. 26 says, then Absalom said, if you will not go, then let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said to him, is there any reason for him to go with you? 27 says, but Absalom went on requesting him till he let Amnon and all the king's son go with him. And Absalom made a great feast, like a feast for a king. 28 says, now Absalom had given orders to his servants, saying, now take note, when Amnon's heart is glad with wine, and when I say to you, make an attack on Amnon, then put him to death without fear. Have I not given you orders? Be strong and without fear. You never know who's lurking. They pay back these people undone. You never know. Some people can laugh in your face and put a dagger in your back. Some people can laugh in your face for years, but always remembering what you done against them. Yeah. So 29 says, so Absalom's servant did to Amnon as Absalom had given them orders. Then all the king's sons got up, and every man got on his beast and went in flight. The rest of the brothers took off running. The rest of the king's sons took off running after they saw what was happening to Amnon. Yeah. So 30 says, now while they were on their way, news was given to David that Absalom had put to death all the sons of the king, and that not one of them was still living. Yeah, you see that right there? We have to be careful what we share. I can remember in school, they taught me something. They said, look, whisper this in her ear. Let's say the teacher said to me, Q-tip. I whispered to my classmate next to me, Q-tip. See, I heard it nice and clear because I was the first one she gave it to. And my classmate next to me whispered to the next person, whatever. I don't know what she mentioned. But by the end of the class, and that was usually 30 kids in there, 28 to 30. By the end of that, she would say, and what was said to you? And they may say, Hittite. They may say anything was said to them. Because somebody got it wrong. Uh-huh. So now they done come and told David all his sons was dead and not a one of them was still living. 31 says, then the king got up in great grief, stretching himself out on the earth. And all his servants was by his side with their clothing parted. 32 says, and Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, said, let not my lord have the idea that all the sons of the king have been put to death, for only Amnon is dead. This has been purposed by Absalom from the day when he took his sister Tamar by force. Now, wasn't Jonadab the one that pushed Amnon up to have the girl to come over there? Yeah. So look, 33 says, so now, let not my lord the king take this thing to heart with the idea that all the king's sons are dead, but only Amnon is dead. The scripture said Amnon was his oldest boy, and he did nothing to him for what he did to Tamar. 34 says, but Absalom went in flight. Absalom took off running now. And a young man who kept the watch, lifting up his eyes, saw that a great band of people was coming down the slope by the way of the Horons. And the watchman came and gave word to the king, saying, I saw men coming down by the way of the Horons from the hillside. 35 says, and Jonadab said to the king, see, the king's sons are coming. As your servant says, so it is. So these the king's sons coming back from Absalom. Like Jonadab said, only Amnon was killed. He didn't do, Absalom didn't have nothing done to the rest of them. 36 says, and while he was talking, the king's sons came with weeping and loud cries, and the king and all his servants were weeping bitterly. 37 says, so Absalom went in flight and came to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, the king of Geshur, where he was for 3 years. And the king was sorrowing for his son all the time, for Absalom. And that's one thing about it. Sometimes children do some devastating things, but it does not stop the parent from loving them, or parents from loving their children. No matter what, and especially mothers, they're still a child. And no matter the evil they've done, their heart still loves the child. Yeah. So 38 says, and the king was sorrowing for his son all the time. 39, and the heart of David was wasted with desire for Absalom. For he was comforted for the death of Amnon. Yeah. Because see, he realized what Amnon had done was wrong. He knew it. David knew it. Yet he loved him too, because that was his son. Yeah. So we look at that verse 14 now. And verse 1, chapter 14, verse 1. Now it was clear to Joab, the son of Zeruiah, that the king's heart was turning to Absalom. Verse 2, and Joab sent to Tekoa, and got from there a wise woman and said to her, now make yourself seem like one given up to grief and put on the clothing of sorrow, not using any sweet oil for your body, but looking like one who for a long time has been weeping for the dead. Verse 3 says, and come to the king and say these words to him. So Joab gave her words to say. And a woman of Tekoa came to the king and falling on her face, gave him honor and said, give me help, O king. And I had two sons, and the two of them had a fight in the field, and there was no one to come between them. And one with a blow put the other to death. And now all the families turned against me, his servant, saying, give up him who was the cause of his brother's death, so that we may put him to death in payment for the life of his brother, whose life he took. And we will put an end to the one who would get the heritage. So they will put out my last burning coal, and my husband will have no name or offspring on the face of the earth. Verse 8 says, and the king said to the woman, go to your house, and I will give orders about this. Verse 9 says, and the woman of Tekoa said to the king, my lord, O king, may the sins be on me and on my family, and may the king and the seed of his kingdom be clear of sin. Verse 10 says, and the king said, if anyone says anything to you, make him come to me, and he will do you no more damage. 11 says, then she said, let the king keep in mind the Lord your God, so that he who gives punishment for blood may be kept back from further destruction, and that no one may send death on my son. And he said, by the living Lord, not a hair on your son's head will come to the earth. Verse 12 says, then the woman said, will the king let his servant say one word more? And he said, say on. 13 says, and the woman said, why have you had such a thought about the people of God? But in saying these very words, the king has put himself in the wrong because he has not taken back the one whom he sent far away. This to get Absalom back. is to get Absalom back now. 14 says, for the death comes to us all. For death comes to us all. And we are like water drained out of the earth, which it is not possible to take up again. And God will not take away the life of the man whose purpose is that he who has been sent away may not be completely cut off from him. 15 says, and now it is my fear of the people which has made me come to say these words to my Lord the King. And your servant said, I will put my cause before the King, and it may be that he will give effect to my request. So Joab did it in this way, hoping that David would consider Absalom and let him come back with no harm. So 17 says, then your servant said, may the word of the Lord my King give me peace. But my Lord the King is as an angel of God in his hearing of good and bad. And may the Lord your God be with you. 18 says, then the king said to the woman, now give me an answer to the question I am going to put to you. Keep nothing back. And the woman said, let my Lord the King say on. 19 says, and the king said, is not the hand of Joab with you in all this? And the woman in answer said, by the life of your soul, my Lord the King, it is not possible for anyone to go to the right hand or to the left from anything said by the king. Your servant Joab gave me orders and put all these words in my mouth. 20 says, then he said, hoping that the face of this business might be changed. And my Lord is wise with wisdom of the angel of God, having knowledge of everything on earth. This Solomon dad, David, the king. 21 says, and the king said to Joab, see now, I will do this thing. Go then and come back with the young man Absalom. Then Joab, falling down on his face on the earth, gave the king honor and blessings. And Joab said, today it is clear to your servant that I have grace in your eyes, my Lord King, because the king has given effect to the request of the servant. Oh, watch out. 23 says, so Joab got up and went to Geshur, and came back again to Jerusalem with Absalom. 24 says, and the king said, let him go to his house, but let him not see my face. So Absalom went back to his house and did not see the face of the king. Now in all Israel, there was no one so greatly to be praised for his beautiful form as Absalom. From his feet to the crown of his head, he was completely beautiful. Yeah, they said he had beautiful hair. 26 says, and when he had his hair cut, which he did at the end of every year, because of the weight of his hair was 200 shekels by the king's weight. 27 says, and Absalom was the father of three sons and one daughter named Tamar. And who was very beautiful. Wait a minute now. And Absalom was the father of three sons and of one daughter named Tamar, who was very beautiful. Okay, he named after his sister. I'm hoping that's the case. 28 says, for 2 full years, Absalom was living in Jerusalem without ever seeing the face of the king. 29 says, then Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And he sent again a second time, but he would not come. Verse 30 says, so he said to his servant, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley in it. Go and put it on fire. And Absalom's servants put the field on fire. 31 says, then Joab came to Absalom in his house and said to him, why have your servants put my field on fire? 32. And Absalom's answers was, see, I sent to you saying, come here so that I may send you to the king to say why I have come back from Geshur. It would be better for me to be there still. Let me now see the king's face, and if there be any sin in me, let him put me to death. So Joab went to the king and said these words to him. And when the king had sent for him, Absalom came and went down on his face on the earth before the king. And the king gave him a kiss. Yeah. I tell you. I tell you that David created some monsters. Ooh, we, Amnon, not Absalom. Oh, we're going to get to see. We will get to see. I hope you're still awake with me, and I hope you follow me here, because these things are very important. This is the word of God, and we want to honor that. We want to stay awake for his word, yeah, and find out some things and know some things. And like I said, we think the Psalms are something serious. No. Look at this. Yeah. So we're looking at chapter 15, 2 Samuel chapter 15, and we're in verse 1. Now, after this, Absalom got for himself a carriage and horses and 50 runners to go before him. Verse 2, and Absalom got up early morning after morning and took his place at the side of the public meeting place. And when any man had a cause which had to come to the king to be judged, then Absalom, crying out to him, said, what is your town? And he would say, your servant is a one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom would say to him, see, your cause is true and right, but no man has been named by the king to give you a hearing. Do y'all see what's happening here? Absalom coming to them and giving wisdom on whatever, you know, answering their questions and trying to fix their situation. So verse 4 says, and more than this, Absalom said, if only I was made judge in the land, so that every man who has any cause or question might come to me, and I would give a right decision to him. Oh, that Absalom. Verse 5 says, and if any man came near to give him honor, he took him by the hand and gave him a kiss. Verse 6 says, and this Absalom did to everyone in Israel who came to the king to have his cause judged. Instead of allowing them to go to the king, Absalom took care of it. So Absalom, like a thief, took away the hearts of the men of Israel. Do y'all hear that? In verse 7, it says, now at the end of 4 years, Absalom said to the king, let me go to Hebron and give effect to the oath which I made to the Lord. In verse 8, for while I was living in Geshur in Aram, your servant made an oath, saying, if ever the Lord let me come back to Jerusalem, I would give him worship in Hebron. Verse 9 says, and the king said to him, go in peace. So he got up and went to Hebron. Verse 10 says, but Absalom at the same time sent watchers through all the tribes of Israel to say, at the sound of the horn, you are to say, Absalom is king in Hebron. 11, verse 11 says, and with Absalom at his request, went 200 men from Jerusalem who were completely unconscious of his design. See, they didn't know what Absalom's plans was against his dad, David. Verse 12 says, and Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, one of David's helpers from Gilo, his town. While he was making the offerings, and the design against David became strong, and more people were joined to Absalom. 13 says, and one came to David and said, the heart of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom. 14 says, and David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, come, let us go in flight, or not one of us will be safe from Absalom. Let us go without loss of time, or he will overtake us quickly and send evil on us and put the town to the sword. Are y'all hearing this? Yeah. Joab taught David, well, sent the woman with the story so that he could bring Absalom back to the king. Well, the king knew that Joab was behind it, and he accepted it. This is son. Go ahead and bring Absalom back. Absalom waited. And that's the way your enemies will do you sometimes. They wait patiently to get you. So you think, oh, 3 months done passed. They're not against me. They done forgot that. They done forgave, and we going on. No. That whole time they plotting and planning, them 3 months. And then sometime it make 2 or 3 years before the enemy come against you. But eventually they come against you, and they come from within. That way you ain't got no defense against them because you trust them. Yeah. So look, 15 says, and the king's servant said to the king, see, your servants are ready to do whatever the king says is to be done. 16 says, so the king went out, taking with him all the people of his house, but for 10 of his women who were to take care of the house. David left 10 women there to take care of the house now. 17 says, and the king went out, and all his servants went after him, and made a stop at the far house. 18 says, and all the people went on by his side, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the men of Attar and Gath, 600 men who came after him from Gath, went on before the king. 19 says, then the king said to Attar, the Gittite, why are you coming with us? Go back and keep with the king, for you are a man of another country. You are far from the land of your birth. 20 says, it was only yesterday you came to us. Why then am I to make you go up and down with us? For I have to go where I may. Go back then and take your countrymen with you. And may the Lord's mercy and good faith be with you. 27 says, Attai, the Gittite, in answer said, by the living Lord and by the life of my Lord the King, and whatever place my Lord the King may be, for life or death, there will your servant be. 22 says, and David said to Attai, go forward then. And Attai and the Gittite went on with all his men and all the little ones he had with him. 23 says, and there was a great weeping in all the country when all the people went through, and the king himself was waiting in the Kidron, in the Kidron Valley, and all the people went by him in the direction of the olive tree on the edge of the wasteland. 24 says, then Zadok came and Abiathar, and with them the ark of God's agreement, and they put down the ark of God till all the people from the town had gone by. 25 says, and the king said to Zadok, take the ark of God back into the town. If I have grace in the eyes of the Lord, he will let me come back and see it and his house again. 26 says, if it says I have no delight in you, then here I am. Let him do to me what seems good to him. 27 says, the king said further to Zadok, the priest, see, you and Abiathar are to go back to the town in peace with your two sons, Ahimaaz, your son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. 28 says, see, I will be waiting at the way across the river in the wasteland till I get news from you. 29 says, so Zadok and Abiathar took the ark of God back to Jerusalem and did not go away from there. Verse 30 says, and David went up the slope of the Mount of Olives, weeping all the way with his head covered and no shoes on his feet. And all the people who were with him covering their heads went up weeping. 31 says, and the word came to David saying, Ahithophel is among those who are joined to Absalom. And David said, O Lord, let the wisdom of Ahithophel be made foolish. 32 says, now when David had come to the top of the slope where they gave worship to God, Hushai, the Archite, came to him in great grief with dust on his head. Third verse 33 says, David said to him, if you go on with me, you will be a trouble to me. Verse 34 says, but if you go back to the town and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as in the past I have been your father's servant. So now I will be yours. Then you will be able to keep Ahithophel's design against me from being put into effect. Oh, that boy David was some kind of wise guy. He was smart. Yeah. I'm sure it didn't take God too much to make Solomon the wisest man, because he gave wisdom to Solomon's dad, David, too. So verse 35 says, and have you not there Zadok and Abiathar the priest? So whatever comes to your ears from the king's house, give word of it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. See, they have with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. By them you may send word to me of everything which comes to your ears. So Hushai, David's friend, went into the town, and Absalom came to Jerusalem. Now, we got to remember what God told David was going to happen from within his house, you know, in his own family. Children against him and everything. Yeah. They want to take over and they want to, Absalom want to become king, then crown himself to become king. And you know, that's just like preaching. That's just like being over the house of God. We got to let God pick and choose. We should, because from birth, he has already set some people in place to do what needs to be done. And sometimes people call themselves, yeah, they make themselves, I'm an apostle, I'm this and I'm that. But we got to let God do it. Be led by the Spirit of God. Make sure this is the calling on your life of Almighty God, not just something you want. Yeah, but make sure God is leading and guiding, because I see so many people. They started their life with a lie. They started their adulthood with a lie. Some came all the way up from childhood with that lie. Have not repented of it, have not, you know, got it straight, nothing. And then they go and they take these classes, or they got the gift of gab, and they get up and they do this big talking, and some pastor who shouldn't even be pastor, you was called to ministry. And make these people preachers. And them same fake, false, evil spirits that was in them come up seven times more, sometimes more than that, sometimes 2,000 more, a legion of them. And they leading people. And the people so blind, and they won't get in the word and pray and ask God for wisdom for themselves. They follow what the preacher say and messed up. Let me tell you something. I see so many people messed up in the run of a day, y'all wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I'm talking about backwards in the thinking, what the word said. They done heard some preacher that it sounded real good, and it sounded like that's what it should be, and they jump on the bandwagon and ride out with it. But that's not even what God is talking about. Yeah. And when I tell you, in this hour, many people are suffering, actually suffering. Children don't stand a ghost of a chance. When I tell you that evil enemy is after children in the worst way, oh my goodness. Look, mothers teaching their daughters, all you do is dress up. All you do got to do is look pretty. Men going to fall at your feet. All you got to do is just look beautiful. No cooking, no cleaning, no laundry. The place gets so bad until now the husband got to do it. Somebody got to clean up the joint. But you see them in the street, they looking like a million-dollar baby. Go to the house, you got to keep clothes out your way. You got to take all this stuff off the couch to have a seat. You might see bugs running around in there. Why? They've been taught wrong. Now, if you've been taught right and you choose to do different, that's on you. That's between you and God, and God gonna pay you for it. I mean, no, he ain't gonna pay you. Your actions will pay you for it. Yeah, your actions will pay you for it because you didn't want to do what he designed you to do. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. So your actions will pay you. But those people that's been taught wrong, they're going to be spanked. Yeah. But not as bad as those that taught them to do wrong. Now, those that taught will be whipped with a many stripes. Anybody ever heard the saying, your sins will find you out? I'm talking about you wide open in the public, letting people know I'm a preacher, but I'm a sinner at the same time, and I'm sinning more than I'm preaching. I'm living more of a worldly life than I'm living a godly life. Yeah. So people in the church, they call it, is messed up. Because many of these places is not the house of prayer. It's not the house of God. Man decided to build an empire. And the only reason God is used is because it sells. The word G-O-D, it sells. I tell you this all the time. The word J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, that sells. The word L-O-V-E, love, which is a fake love. It's not real, but people believe in that these people love them. But we got to be careful. The scripture says, watch as well as pray. Some older people, they just couldn't leave the church. They were the building because it turned into something else. It wasn't a house of prayer. It turned into the house of a pastor, reverend, whoever it was. And they were so accustomed to that, and they didn't have really a true leadership of God in their life. They didn't know how to continue to follow. They stayed for the building of man's empire. Then in some places, God allowed the older people to stay to keep praying for the house, that the house don't crash. Because it was God's house, but man decided to take over and to do it his way and to teach it his way and this, that, and the other. But today there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. We got to go back to the book. All 66. We got to go back to the Bible, to the inspired word of God, the word of God that he inspired man to write for us to follow, not sometime, but daily. See, a lot of times we forgot. And that's what brought on a lot of evil, too. The saints of God, the people of God, those that say they're Christians, they forgot. And then they did it to save themselves. They didn't do it so others, you know, could follow, but I'm going over here because I feel bad. But we got to get right with God and do it now. We got to go to him for everything we need and more. Yeah. And we will be all right. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And we want to wake up a little bit. And when we come back, we're going to come back to the next chapter. Yeah. So, okay, y'all hold on 1 second. Oh, yeah.
more than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Russ Taft this morning. And you should have been there when he set me free. I love that song right there. And I really like to see the video. That's what I really like. Hallelujah. God is faithful to his people. And sometimes we go through things, but he's yet there for us over and over and over again. And so I'm so thankful unto him this morning that he can fix it all. No matter who been against us, no matter who comes against us, no matter what the situation is, God can fix it all. And a lot of times we don't remember, but I feel this way. No matter what go on, God yet is on my side. And because I love him and because I try with the best of my ability to keep my mind on him, I'm not so much concerned about an enemy, because he said to pray for them anyway. He said we got to love them. So if I'm doing what God says, he's going to cover me. For many days, we don't want to go through nothing. We don't want to feel out of place. We don't want to suffer even. But Jesus suffered. And if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. Yeah. So the songwriter said, I've learned how to suffer. But if I learn how to suffer, then I gain eternal life. If I learn how to be content, whatever situation I'm in, to be content right there. God has sent a trial for me. Don't try to squirm and wiggle or loose out of the trial, but pray and ask God to strengthen you so that you can get the lesson from the trial. I've gone through many experiences. Those were trials. Trials I went through so that I could be here today, so that I could tell you something that I've been through. I can testify to the goodness of the Lord. I can testify today that he's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I can testify that not only does he make ways, but he is the way, hallelujah, because of those trials. I know you heard every round go higher and higher, and we should be willing to suffer for Almighty God, not because of us. But many don't want to suffer because they don't want their flesh to feel it, because they're not walking according to the Spirit of God. They're walking according to the flesh, what they feel in the natural. But we got to get over that. I saw where they arrested, I think it was Peter and John. And when Peter told them what the word said, they had respect for it. And I've forgotten the guy name who stood up and told him and said, look here. We done had plenty of people to come and say it was God. If it wasn't God, it fell apart. But don't fool with these two men now. Because if it's of God, you'll be fighting against God. You won't be fighting against those two men. So the rest of them, I think it was it the scribes? I don't forget. One of them, scribes, Pharisees, it could have been one of them. But they turned them loose, but they beat them. They beat him and then turned him loose. After they turned him loose, they went about rejoicing that they was worthy enough to suffer for the sake of Christ. How many of us are like that? How many of us rejoice in the suffering for the sake of the Master? We got to get there. Take our eyes off situations. She did me like this. She did me like that. He did me like this. He did me like that. We even got to learn this. If nobody else is there, we got God. But you have to make him come alive in your life daily. He's right there. He's not going anywhere. Let me tell you. I can sit on the couch. I can sit at a table, in a chair in the kitchen. And I don't have to get deep. I just simply say, Lord, can I have this or that? Lord, this or that. Lord, will this or that? And he'll answer. Sometimes he don't say a word, he just do it. I said, Lord, I need the truck note money again. I had it, but I spent it. Lord, will you give me the truck note money again? He don't say a word. The money just come up. Somebody cash out me. Somebody PayPal me. My daughter, my son, my, you know, whatever. So look, he's a way maker. Heart fixer, mind regulator. He's a healer. He's a supplier of your need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. So we just need to come to God in the fullness. And everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. I'm picking up on some things this morning. I'm picking up on some sadness. I'm picking up on some, I want this, I want that, I need more of this. I'm picking that up this morning. So he just wants you to know he'll never leave you nor forsake you. All his promises are yea and amen. He also wants you to know if you're trusting, he's doing it. Yeah, believe. That's the key for you today. Believe him. And he's doing it for you. Because many times people want prayer. They don't want to do nothing. They just want God to give, give, give. But they don't know what his words say. They don't. And they go to church thinking they're doing him a favor. Not doing God no favor going to the building. Because you can get that right there in your house. So you're not doing him no favor, but you're helping yourself if you're going and praising and worshiping and fellowshipping and learning the word of God. And when you get the word, you go and put it out. Yeah, you're doing yourself a favor. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm picking up on some heavy things. That's why I went that way. But we thank God. And we're back at 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 1. And I'm reading the basic English Bible this morning because a lot of people say they understand that better. So in chapter 1, it says, and when David had gone a little way past the top of the slope, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, came to him with 2 asses on which were 200 cakes of bread and 100 stems of dried grapes and 100 summer fruits and a skin of wine. Verse 2 says, and David said to Ziba, what is your reason for this? And Ziba said, the asses are for the use of the king's people, and the bread and the food are food for the young men, and the wine is for drink for those who are overcome by weariness in the wasteland. In the wasteland, wasteland. Verse 3 says, and the king said, and where is your master's son? And Ziba said, he is still at Jerusalem. For he said, today Israel will give back to me the kingdom of my father. Verse 4 says, then the king said to Ziba, truly everything which was Mephibosheth is yours. And Ziba said, I give honor to my lord. May I have grace in your eyes, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, a man of Saul's family named Shimei, the son of Gera came out from there calling curses after him. This is verse 5. We're going on to verse 6. And he sent stones at David and at all the king's servants and at all the people and at all the men of war by his side on the right hand and on the left. In verse 7. And Shimei said with curses, be gone, you man of blood. You good for nothing. Oh, my goodness. He just clowned him. Verse 8 says, the Lord has sent punishment on you for all the blood of your family, of Saul, whose kingdom you have taken. And the Lord has given the kingdom to Absalom, your son. Now you yourself are taken in your evil because you are a man of blood. Verse 9 says, then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, is this dead dog to go on cursing my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head. Verse 10 says, and the king said, what have I to do with you? You sons of Zeruiah, let him go on cursing, for the Lord has said, put a curse on David. And who then may say, why have you done so? Verse 11, and David said to Abishai and to all his servants, you see how my son, the offspring of my body, has made designs against my life. How much more then may this Benjamite do so? Let him be, and let him go on cursing, for the Lord has given him orders. Verse 12 says, it may be that the Lord will take note of my wrongs and give me back good in answer of his cursing of me today. 13 says, so David and his men went on their way, and Shimei went by the hillside parallel with them, cursing and sending stones and dust at him. Verse 14 says, and the king and his people came tired to Jordan and took their rest there. 15 says, and Absalom and the men of Israel came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. 16 says, then Hushai, the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom and said, long life to the king, long life to the king. 17 says, and Absalom said, is this your love for your friend? Why did you not go with your friend? Verse 18, and Hushai said to Absalom, not so. I am for the man whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel has taken as king, and I will take my place with him. 19 says, and more than this, where is my place as a servant? Is it not before his son, as I have been your father's servant, so will I be yours. Oh, smart, smart, smart. 20 says, then Absalom said to Ahithophel, give your opinion now, that are we to do? What are we to do? 21 said, and Ahithophel said to Absalom, go into your father's women who are here looking after his house. Then all Israel will have the news that you have hated, that you are hated by your father, and the hands of your supporters will be strong, my goodness. 22 says, so they put up the tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and Absalom went in to his father's women before the eyes of all Israel. Didn't God say he was going to do it under the sun? He was going to do it in the broad daylight. Yeah. So 23 says, in those days, the opinion of Ahithophel was valued as highly as if though him, a man, might get direction from God. So were they valued by David as much as by Absalom. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness gracious. Ooh-wee. So look, we're coming up to 9 o'clock, and we're going to open up the studio so that anyone have something they would like to say, they can feel free to press that number one and come in and share with us today. And while we're waiting for that to happen, for anyone who want to say something, to say something, press that number one so I see your hands raised in the studio. We will go to one more song of the morning, and when we come back again, the studio will be open.
Thank you.
for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Darrell and Company prayer room this morning. And that's what we need to stay in that prayer room in this hour. If ever there was praying time, it is now. It is now. It always has been. But the more we see, the more we should pray. Yeah, the more we see, the more we should pray. The more we hear, the more we should pray. It is praying time because so much is out there. All right, Irene, I'm going to bring you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. I'm fine. It's night here, but it's good morning there. Yes. I'm just so blessed. God is so good. I want to thank you, Jesus, for your great love, for everything you do for us. If we are obedient, I know, Lord, you will bless. I've experienced it in my own life, and I love you. And it's just, I want to pray for everyone that's listening, Lord, that you will encourage them, open their hearts, pour your spirit out, Lord, that they will understand, that they will hear you and obey you and receive your blessings. Lord, I pray for Sister Barbara, Lord, that you will bless her. You are blessing her, Lord. You're blessing her work. Thank you for the word that she brings to us every time. So faithful. And I'm grateful for that. And I thank you for that. Thank you that you made it possible, Lord, that I can listen and that I can learn and that I can love everyone. It's so beautiful. I'm forever grateful, Lord. And I know that when times are hard, Lord, you are with us no matter what. I know that too. Being through hard times, Lord, you've taught me and you've loved me and you've helped me. I'm grateful for that too. I just want to praise you. I want to honor you. I want to be obedient to you, Lord. And my heart is yours. Lord, it is, instruct me the way you want me to live. Instruct me what you want me to do, Lord. I am your servant. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Lord, to give thanks to you, but also to let others know, Lord, that how good it is to be walking with you. Walking with you, loving you, because you first loved us with an everlasting love, Lord. And no one can take that away. Thank you, Jesus, for your big sacrifice. Thank you, God, for giving your only Son for our sins, to die on that cross, Lord, so that we can live. Thank you. Put them from my heart. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer this morning. Because I'm telling you, prayer will fix it every time. Over and over again. The songwriter said, I've learned to pray in and out of season. Anytime. For any reason. Prayer is the key. Our faith unlocks the door. Ask anything and it shall be done. God hear every word we say. While we're calling on him, he's already on the way. Prayer will fix it every time. Yeah, I love prayer because prayer is able to do much. Woo! Prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah, I see you here, Sister Jerry, say you're up. Yeah, we all had to get up this morning and come back and get back in the swing of things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, Sister Sierra. I like the honey ham. I like the honey ham. I mean, it's sweet. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. We'll talk hopefully later today. Okay, Sister Dot, Sister Dorothy Goodman said, good morning, Irene, and everyone that is listening. Hallelujah. Y'all know they text me or message me, and I try to get it out there. I try to get it out there. Oh, yeah, I know about that honey baked ham now. Can't eat too much of it, but, you know, I haven't tasted before. Yeah. So, yeah, we're moving right along this morning. All right, Sister Jerry, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am good over here. I am good.
Yes, we are. Well, we miss you, but, well, I can't say we. Stop speaking French. I miss you. And I hope you got some rest. Sister Barbara, did you get rest?
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say that and keep talking. Yes, I did get some rest. But I still work. You know how that goes. I still work.
Well, yeah, I know how that goes. You know how that goes.
Yeah,
I thought you might have been getting robbed at the gas station, you know, with those high prices. You didn't know if it was a robber or if it was a tank just draining your money out your wallet. But I was thinking about you, and thank you for the story today. And you know what? It brought some things to my mind. As people say, you may get by, but you don't get away. God promised David that in his house there was going to be a price to pay. Within his house. Right then I started repenting because I had to think about some things I done. I might have got by, but I surely didn't get away.
Amen.
So I'm doing what you said. I'm coming up out of load of bar. I'm not going to think about the past no more. I'm just going to ask God to give me healing. I heard TV Jakes, and I got to go back and listen to him, what he was saying about relationships and the past.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix a broken relationship. All you can do is let God take care of what you keep trying to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go back. Don't go back. Stop running back to what broke you. Stop. Stop going back to Lodabar. Ain't nothing in Lodabar. So I sit here and you brought it to my attention when God promised David. Ooh, I love it when God make a promise, but I don't like them kind of promises. So if we ever did something, let's just ask God to help us repent, help to forgive us of what we done, but we know it was wrong. I was not no angel growing up. I'm trying to be close to Jesus as I can these days, so. Father, remember me. And that's all I want to say. Thank you, Jesus, for a new Jesus in the morning. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for coming on. Good morning, Sister Irene. Is Brother Louie in the house today, Barbara?
Yeah, he was here, but I think he had. Let me see. Where Louie at? Yeah, he had to run out this morning. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning. Good morning, family. Hope everybody is well. And I hope the heat wave is not giving y'all too much heat wave because it sure is hot in Florida. Woo! Real hot. I opened the door yesterday morning by 8 o'clock and the heat wave just came in on me. I said, oh, no, we got to close this door back. Cut the air back up. That is not the heat wave. It's hot out there.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
not
it
even
is.
Cool down in the afternoon, Barbara. I like to sit outside in the afternoon and it's still hot. I go, I had to pull my hair up in a ponytail. That stuff is too hot.
Yes. Yeah. Mm, mm. Well, I just stay on in and I get the sun through the window, okay? And I turn the air off. I turn the air off, Jerry, and it keeps the house cool all day, all evening. Now, later on
I turn mine on at night, and then around about 12 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock in the morning, I cut it off. And then around about 12 or 1 in the day, I turn it back on. Mm-hmm. Then I cut it back off at 12 a.m. I don't burn it all day because, see, my house is concrete, so it stays cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Amen.
Because J.A., we'll have a fear day on you.
It is, yeah. But I learned how to do that, too.
Or do you have clay?
I have clay. Clay, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're not bad, Nigeria.
No.
They're not bad.
J.A. is the gangster. They the monster, K.J. I better hush. That's really that but light me a little. I apologize. Yeah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, don't cut my electric off. I'm just playing around. Yeah.
I'm just playing around.
Yeah, it's very hot here right now. And
it is so hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Because of this, he blessed us with air conditioning. He blessed us with cold water, water outside the house, water inside the house. So we can manage some things. And like you know, I turn my air off around about between 5 and 6 a.m. in the morning. Most times it's 5 a.m. And for the whole day, sometime part of the evening, it's nice and cool. But
we don't open up the doors in Hennessy, right?
Yeah,
nice. And you come in. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But hurry to close the door.
Yeah. And so what happened is, that help on electric, it does. And then, later on in the evening, I turn it back on. And the bill, it stay under 150. But now, if I let it burn 24/7, and then sometimes, Jerry, sometimes I was going to say if I let it burn 24/7, but sometimes if I allow it to burn 24/7, it don't change. It don't kick it up more. But so that I'm sure it's not kicking up more, I just leave it, what I do, between 5 and
6. Very
sparing. Because I'm nice and cool right now, and it is hot already. Yeah, it is 80 degrees out there right now. When I started the show, it was already 76 this morning. 7 o'clock in the morning, it's 76 degrees. And if it's 80 right now, and it's just 9 o'clock, my goodness, by 3 o'clock, we know. Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. God has provided for us. Yeah, and we thank him for it. So listen, the studio is still open if there. Someone have something. They would like to say, feel free to press that number 1 and come in. Look like I see Dr. David today. We're going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, it's still open. The studio is still open. Feel free to press that number 1 and come in.
Okay. praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God.
Walker this morning, and every praise is to my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is more than worthy. That's what I say, because he's more than I need. He's more than anything else in this world, and so I'm grateful. You was saying something, Irene?
No. I'm fine. I'm just praising God.
Amen. Amen. I thought I heard you say something. That's funny.
I'm singing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love singing. We love singing. That's a beautiful thing. Uh-huh. God gave us the ability to praise him, to sing, to thank him. And it gave us a heart and mind, heart and loving. And I'm so grateful unto him for it this morning. Because many don't love him, but I certainly do. And I am certainly thankful unto him. All right, Brother Anthony, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you, sir?
Bless, highly favored. Good morning to you, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody out there listening this morning. Well, first of all, I want to give God thanks for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thank you for activity of my limbs. Thank you for who he is to me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. I just thank God for this show and this ministry, and for you, Miss Barbara, you know, sacrificing your time daily, you know, to spread the word, the gospel through this ministry. And we just thank God for everybody who's on a, traveling on the road. But I just wanted to say good morning to everybody. So God bless everybody this morning, and y'all just keep me in y'all prayers, and I keep y'all in minds, and y'all have a blessed, wonderful day today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Anthony. And we truly thank God for you. Thank God for those that call in and share what their thoughts are or whatever. I thank God for you. And it's just a good thing. It's just a good thing. Scripture says, talk of his wondrous work. Make known his deeds among the people. And so we're thankful unto Almighty God. And we know that some days hearing Sister Jerry, some days she going to be funny, you know, just feel like being funny that day. And then some days she'll be serious. But we just thank God. We just thank God that he's able to see us through. Yeah. So I am grateful unto him, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we're moving on, we're moving on. Is there anyone else this morning? All right, let's do a roll call, and after roll call, we'll go to one more song and move on from there. Good morning to you, Sister Dr. Goodman. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Anna Lee Foote. I got to talk to Sister Angela. Had me laughing. Yeah. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Marquez Griffin, and Brother Frank this morning. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. I don't think I left nobody out. Well, good morning to each and every one. And I thank God for those that coming through the podcast to take a listen. When I was out last week, I saw the podcast grew and the archive grew. And so I thank God for you. Thank God for you. I really appreciate it. And I even went in to pull some stats, you know, while I was away from the show for a week. And I pulled the stats, and I was looking at the different places, and I got to see South Korea. I got to see Nigeria. I got to see Australia, Bahamas, Canada, United Kingdom, Ghana, Nigeria. I can't even pronounce this. Papa Paul. N-E-W. The United States was in there again. They in there all the time. And I thank God for it. South Africa, Kenya, New Zealand. Yeah, all kind of places I never knew. France, Nepal, Brazil, Yeah, Albania, Jamaica. Yeah, all kind of places. And out Uganda. I was like, look at this, look at this. Would you please look at this? I had no clue. But I thank God for each and every one of you that tune in with me each weekday morning. And you hear me talk about that faithful few. This includes you. You're included in that faithful few if you come each morning to listen. You're included. So India, Russia, Indonesia, it says DR Congo. I don't know all about these places. I'm from America. Y'all know I stay in my lane. Italy, Sierra Leone. I'm looking at China. I mean, all kind of places. People are listening. And I just be amazed sometimes. I just be amazed at it. And I'm like, wow, look at this. Because I never did this before, but I went in to, you know, pull a report. And this is what I found. And is it Slovakia? Slovakia. I'm telling you, Neverland. I'm telling you, some places I've never heard of before. But I thank God for it. I thank God for it, and I thank God for each of you, each of you. And I pray for you. I pray for you. While I was out, I was praying, yeah, for you. St. Lucas, Lucia, St. Lucia, Germany. I'm just going up the list. Some places I see Zimbabwe. I see more than one time. Yeah. I'm like, wow, why? And now, you know, the United States, they top it, you know, because it's more people, you know, here that, you know. I'm just looking down. There's more. Yeah, but I thank God for each of you. I thank God for those who just tune in to see, well, what is this? I never heard of this before. Let me see what this is. I thank God for you, you know. Thank God for the ones who just come through. They may not stay. This may not be their cup of tea, but I thank God for them. And I'm praying always that God would touch hearts and minds and that he would give men, and that's the generic term, men and women, a heart and a mind to turn to him. Because, see, if we turn to him, he will in no wise cast us out. I don't care how you come to him. You was a murderer. You was a thief. You was a robber. Guess what? If you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. I don't care what you are. Come to Jesus just now. Right now, matter of fact. And watch what he does in your life. If he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. Anybody. Your case, your situation is not too hard for him. Sometimes people are in trouble. They're in trouble with the law. So what they do, you know, they seek something that they feel will help them to get out of trouble. So what we got to do is this. If they come to us, we lift them up. You know, we pray with them. We encourage them to trust God and to come up in their faith, to believe. Yeah. Because once we receive him, everything that he said was ours is ours. Someone shared with me the other day, where's his kingdom? They told me his kingdom is inside of us. I said, look at this here. And I believe just that. Yeah. So we living a worthy life unto him. It don't make you perfect. It don't make you better than nobody. Yeah, it don't make you all of that in a bag of chips. No. It makes us humble. Yeah, we're just humble people, humble before Almighty God. Because everything that we got, everything we did that was good, God did it. We give him glory, honor, and praise because we have the use and activity of limbs because of him. Our being, our life, because of him. Yeah, because without him, we can do nothing. You could not think. If he shut that brain off, you through dealing. If he shut the brain off, the mind gone. So without him, we can do nothing. I love him today. And I want to bless him more. I want to talk about him more, share him with the word more. Yeah. And it's all right. And listen, I got my keyboard up and working. Thelma come over and put it together beautifully. Oh, yes, she did. It's sturdy. And I tried to turn it on the other day for the first time. And I couldn't get it on. I'm like, what's going on? So I called my grandson. And he said, well, Grandmama, you got the headphones plugged in. I said, oh, my goodness. So he walked me through everything, and I was able to get it on. So today for an hour, I will spend on the keyboard practicing. And when I get it down now, I'm going to record a song that I can play well, and I'll play it for us here one morning. Yeah, I'll turn it into MP3 and play it here. Also, I'm back in my Spanish classes, and the instructor sent me the first lesson from the first day to the ending, which is would have been last Friday. So she sent me the lessons again that I can go back over, because I had to get the root of Spanish down. You know, some people just want to come out speaking it fast, but I wanted to get the root of the thing down, and I want to learn where I'm supposed to put what, when, and how, feminine against masculine, that kind of thing. So I need it. That took me a little minute. So I'm still working on some stuff, and then in a little while, I'll be, hola, como esta, oh, yeah. I'll be able to speak some stuff and hold a conversation, because me and Google, we're best friends right now, Google and I. And then I have a friend named Sylvia, and Sylvia speaks Spanish, and that's her language, you know. And she have a lot of family, beautiful lady, beautiful daughter. And they believe in the country life, you know, growing stuff, the farm life, I should say. And she's up near Washington State. And she always, come on, Barbara, come up anytime. I want you to come and see. But I've never been up. So when I see her post something on Facebook, it's in Spanish. I run over to Google and let Google interpret it. Then I get the Spanish saying words back, and I send them back to Sylvia. Yeah, and so we, you know, could talk in Spanish that way. But she speaks good English, too. So I just thank God for the people he has put in my life. And he didn't put all Americans, but he put people from all over. Yeah, and I'm so thankful. And y'all know how I am about food. Y'all know I love groceries. And some of these people will talk about groceries with me. I'll be right there. Don't you worry about what you made. What kind of burger was that? Oh, you made that kind of pie. Well, how do I make that kind of pie? And then sometimes they say, oh, that sounds good. What you said, Barbara, how you make that? I'm going to write that recipe down. Irene and I does that. And I said, Irene, I went in the kitchen first thing looking for food. She told me, oh, I do that sometimes too. Oh, it was just so funny. It was just so funny. And so she and I, we laugh a lot. And last week we got to, you know, get to know each other a little better and talk a little bit more and that kind of thing. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord for all the time he give me that I can, you know, spend with his people and get to know them, praying for folks. So I pray for those that come to Jesus in the morning and Freedom Doors Ministry. Yeah, I was praying for you. And that prayer club. Yeah, I was praying for you. And the prayer request club. Yeah, because that's what we need in this hour. We need to talk to God about every little thing. Yeah. Sometimes just spend time communing with him, fellowshipping with him. You ain't got nothing to ask for. You don't really have nothing to tell him. You just want to feel close to him and just talk to the master. Hallelujah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. So listen, if no one else have anything they would like to say, we'll get out early today. And we pray the Lord send us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern. Good morning, Rose Brown, my wicked, wicked, wicked. God bless you this morning. Yeah. We pray that he send us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And Rose Brown, on Sunday, I think it is, the 19th, I pick those peaches up. I can barely, thank the wait, because I know I get by. If I pick them up that Sunday, I know by that Monday and Tuesday, oh, they going to be ripest. Oh, my goodness. Juicy and ready. And so I said this year I might make a peach cobbler out of them to see how that tastes. But I just like to eat them. I just like to wash me a couple of them and put them in the refrigerator, take them out and slice them up. Sometimes I peel them, peel the skin off. And just eat them like that. Yeah, these are the world's greatest peaches in my book, full of peach flavor. Yeah, you don't get these every day. I get them once a year from the peach truck. Yeah. And if you want to get yours from the peach truck, now is the time, because once it comes Sunday and leave, you can't order any more peaches. But while they headed this way, you got a few days. If you want to order more peaches or order peaches, go ahead and get you some. Because after Sunday, that's it. Yeah, peach truck coming, peach truck coming, peach truck coming. Yeah. And so I just thank God that he let me find some good things to share with others. And I'm just excited. But all right. No one else have anything to say. I'm going to pray us out. And we'll go to our last song of the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. Thank you, Lord, for not only hearing, but Father, we thank you for answering. We know that you're Almighty God who have all power. There is no higher power today. And Father, we know without you, we can do nothing. Move by your spirit today for us, oh God, all your people. You know what we all standing in need of. Strengthen us in our trials as we go through, oh God. Strengthen us in our suffering that we are willing to suffer more and stand, and after standing, stand more, because we're standing on your word. Father, help us to be your people today and help us to give you glory, honor, and praise. Help us to walk upright before you daily in the name of Jesus. Again, help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for all you've done. And as we depart this morning, bless our going out, bless our coming in, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, remember Brother Frank again, touch and heal today. Remember his sister, God, touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Supply, God, more than they are expecting. In the name of Jesus, Irene and Sister Dot, bless the day. Bless Louis and whatever he had to go and do this morning, he and Sherry. Move by your spirit for your people this day. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, June 13th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. Have a blessed day, a blessed day, a blessed day. Yes. I just saw it. Wait a minute. What did I do with it? Oh, right here. I like this song.
Will you be my light when I cannot see? When I can't take another step, Lord, will you carry me? And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. 'Cause my cup's running over, and I shall not want. And I will live my